First, though, it's another grim day for Qantas, with the airline posting a full-year loss of $2 billion as COVID-19 continues to savage Australia's economy. Frozen travel and closed borders have drained $4 billion from the airline's revenue, and Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce has taken aim at state premiers, calling on the federal government to intervene. He says even with progress on a vaccine, international flights won't resume until July next year. Peter Ryan is our senior business correspondent. We spoke earlier. Afternoon, Pete. So that $2 billion loss for Qantas underscores the economic carnage in global aviation, which we've been covering on the show. You've been talking to the airline's chief executive, Alan Joyce. Now, how confident is he about Qantas surviving this?
Well, good afternoon, Tom. Yes, there are no certainties in this pandemic. And of course, that $1.96 billion loss is devastating for Qantas. That's down 334% on last year. But it is made up of some very steep costs, a $4 billion revenue hit from COVID-19, from frozen flights and borders, $642 million in redundancy costs, with 6,000 staff being sacked in the restructure, and a $1.4 billion write-down on Qantas' A380 fleet, which could be on the ground for 3 years. In the first half of this financial year, things were much better for Qantas, with an underlying profit of $771 million. But when the pandemic hit in March, Qantas was left reeling from what it calls, quote, a near total collapse in travel demand. Now, Qantas's number crunchers have done the sums. They've worked out that Qantas can burn $41 million in cash per week until December 2021. After that, who knows? Alan Joyce told me he's frustrated about the frozen borders, especially between states where there are zero or near zero COVID cases, though he's sounding much more confident as he bets that a vaccine might not be too far away.
Our medical advice, as well as obviously the government's, are getting more and more optimistic on it. There's no guarantees, there's no certainty. We may not see it coming to the populations till the middle or late 21, but that is a very positive news for the potential of international borders. And that's why we've been assuming that our international business won't be operating to any major extent until at least July 21.
What if there is no vaccine or a vaccine doesn't work? How are you going to get Qantas back into the skies?
We think that there is a good case for, under the right medical advice, for the borders to be opened up domestically. And we can survive for some time with the international borders being closed. But if COVID-19 is having this type of impact on the economy for multiple years, there are bigger problems that every industry and every part of the economy is going to have.
What negotiations have you had with state premiers to ease those border restrictions so you can start flying again? The Queensland Premier has taken a very hard line about keeping the Queensland-New South Wales border closed, for example.
We absolutely understand that border closures are needed for public health requirements like the international borders and like when Victoria had the spike and second wave. But we don't understand what rules the states are operating to. The industry and the public need certainty on that. So, for example, now states with zero cases are having border restrictions on other states with zero cases. So why is that there? Why does that make sense? And why don't we move to a rule-based system that's based on the medical advice, that's based on the prevalence of COVID-19 in the individual states?
What sort of leadership do you want to see from the National Cabinet?
Well, I think that's a key one, Peter. I mean, sometimes, you know, people have to go out there and tell the populations why it's important that the economy needs to start and how it can be done with protecting public health. At the moment, it seems that we are closing borders down with no benefit on a public health point of view. And it is damaging the economy, it's damaging jobs, it is damaging people's lives. And that leadership is needed. It's needed at a national cabinet. It needs to be done as a consensus thing between the premiers. It needs to be done as a consensus between the medical advice. And it needs to be done with the federal government. And whatever the rules are, as long as we all know what they are, and know when borders will open and when they will close if they have to close again. I think that's a leap forward from where we are today, and it's frustrating where we are today, I think, for everybody involved in business.
JobKeeper has been extended, so the cliff has been put off until March or so.
Yeah.
How critical are the next few months in getting a vaccine, but also getting people back to work and the economy up and running again?
Well, we all know that JobKeeper has to end at some time. The federal government can't continue to fund this indefinitely. There's some parts of Queensland and some parts of Tasmania that one in three jobs are dependent on tourism. And the dilemma is, once JobKeeper ends, those jobs will not restart unless we have a clear position on the borders. And I think at the moment, I think we're unfortunately not planning for when JobKeeper ends. And I think that could be disastrous for the economy.
Qantas Chief Executive Alan Joyce speaking there to Peter Ryan, who's with me. Peter, the Queensland Premier doesn't seem to be impressed with Alan Joyce's plea to open borders. What's she had to say?
Well, Tom, Anastasia Palaszczuk says the national strategy needs to focus on Victoria and getting those cases there under control. And in a bit of a slapdown to Alan Joyce, she says she'll continue to take her advice from the Queensland Chief Medical Officer, and she won't be bending to anyone.
Peter Ryan reporting there.